Brought to you by First Baptist Church. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Connie Lavoie, and you may have heard her name in mention of a couple of news stories on the League of Women Voters. That's not our topic this morning, but it could be. Good morning, Connie. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And let's just go ahead, and since I brought up the league, you do have a couple of registration events coming up, and of course, depending on which election you intend to vote in, that deadline's coming up fairly soon.
Right. And our first Voting is Power event is Monday evening at the Westside Community Center from 6 to 8. Yeah. Pretty excited about that. Westside Community Center is one of our coalition partners. Of course, our goal is to just get out the word and make sure everybody who would like to register to vote has an easy opportunity to do so.
Well, I have a goal of 100% participation, but it's never going to happen. So anyway,
it's a pretty ambitious goal,
yeah.
But hey, you got to strive for excellence, right?
Well, yeah, I believe that most of the time informed voters make good choices. And so the more of them that we have out there, the better off we are.
And I know the league is nonpartisan. And so I just focus on the process and, you know, helping people connect with their right to vote as a citizen.
Yeah, well, we'll turn that word right around, put a W in front of it, and we will translate over into our main topic this morning, a creative writing contest. This is an annual event. The paper you handed me says 24th annual, so somebody's been doing this for about 23 years now.
Bartlesville Public Library has been offering this with the Friends of the Library, which supports everything about the library here in Bartlesville, has been making this happen. And so we're coming up on, we're right in the middle, or a little past the middle, of the time when people can make submissions. And the deadline is February 1st, so glad to be here to remind people.
And it appears as though there is a genre category for nearly anything that you would want to put words on paper for.
Well, I think so. We have
We'll leave news writing out of that, yeah, because that's not supposed to be creative.
I'm not going to comment on
that.
Okay. But we have two divisions. One is for writers 14 to 17 years old, and they could submit in poetry, fiction, or nonfiction. And then we have another division for 18 years and older, and the categories there are poetry, fiction, children's literature, and nonfiction. And all the rules, the guidelines, and the registration form are at the Bartlesville Public Library, both at the reference desk and at the circulation desk.
Anything in the prose categories, that we're talking about, you don't have to worry about rhyming, you don't have to worry about meter or anything like that. Just tell your story.
Whatever you think is poetry.
Yeah.
And also, we don't put an emphasis on like punctuation and kind of more nitpicky things. The focus of the judges is going to be on the quality of the writing, the expression, and how it affects them when they read it. And the judges are local people with expertise in a particular area, and they remain anonymous. And the entries are blind entries. The judges do not know the names of the people who write the things they're assessing.
They would know, I think, that this is either the youth category or the adult category, but other than that.
Yeah, they sign on to judge a specific category. So they know that going in, yeah.
Personally, and as it comes down to personal preference, I think it would be tough because I would tend to say, okay, I think most poems ought to rhyme or have some sort of meter. But again, that's personal preference.
Well,
it's kind of like why we have all different genres of music. There's something that appeals to everybody.
And books, and you know, mystery, and travel writing, and novels, and that kind of speaks to that. Yes, of course, it's a subjective judgment. The judges are people, and they're coming from a place where they're well read and knowledgeable.
And you're right, it is a subjective judgment, and hopefully the judges are able to leave most of that outside the room, because just because one meets my personal preference and the other doesn't necessarily mean the other isn't a better piece of quality work.
Right. It's a kind of a tough job, and I've got almost all the slots filled for judges, but I had a couple of people say, no, I don't want to do that. That would be too hard to choose. Or, no, I don't want to do that because I want to submit an entry too. So anyone who's going to enter the contest in any category is not going to be a judge. We kind of keep that separate.
It makes sense. And although I think someone, you know, could easily look at the youth categories and hopefully, again, decide on the merits of whatever they're reading. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, I trust the process.
Yeah. In the past, I know you've had some excellent entries, and you brought even some items from some of the people who have participated or friends of this. But I guess the whole question to critique and yes. Say this is good or that somebody else is at least chosen better in the opinion of the judges.
Yeah, it's taking a risk.
Yeah.
And almost everything that's worthwhile in life involves risk. And is not entirely safe. I think some people know their writers. They just need to write. But some people don't even know that they could write. I guess I'm really interested in maybe having some of those people give it a try. And yes, a lot of time you're writing for yourself, but also I think that people want to be heard. They want people to know them. So that's the conflict between being safe and putting yourself out there. As writing goes, I think this is a really good place to start to enter a creative writing contest. No one's going to be openly criticizing you like they would if when you write a book and they're just it's free. If everybody's free to trash whatever they feel like, so I think it's a good way to start. And that's why I'm so excited, especially for young people, to maybe take that little risk and go ahead and submit something. It doesn't cost anything to enter in the youth category. There is a little entry fee, $10 for the adult category.
Do the participants get some sort of feedback back from the judges, or is there just an announcement of the ranking of the top three and we don't know how the rest of you turned out?
Well, we have an awards ceremony in April that's part of the Friends of the Library board meeting. And I don't know that they get like specific feedback. It's either they win or they didn't win. But I want to be sure and write to everybody who entered and encourage them to enter again. Because even if you don't win the first time, I mean, I've just been reading a book by Ray Bradbury. And I mean, he says, you know, my writing was awful when I first started. It's a craft that takes a long, long time to develop. So it doesn't, if you don't win something the first time you enter, it doesn't mean anything in terms of what you can do. You have to learn the craft. So writing both takes courage and perseverance.
It does.
I firmly believe that.
It does. We will continue spending a little bit of time with Connie Lavoy and review how you can get involved and put yourself out there and hopefully be recognized as an successful writer when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And AM 1400 KWON, talking with Connie Lavoy about the Creative Writing Contest 2016, the 24th annual, and entry deadline is February 1st. That's probably the most important thing other than you should submit that we need to talk about, right?
And they need to be in the library or postmarked by February 1st in mail if they're mailed.
Okay. And again, this is for unpublished authors. If the equivalent of Random House or whatever publishing company has already got your words on paper, then thanks, but we would rather get some new writers out there.
Right. It's a chance for people who are new to writing.
Yeah. So, and that goes for those that maybe have written something, but they are self-published, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's. I just wanted to
get
it out there. Whether it's a national house or basically you paid to have somebody publish it for because you wanted your book out there or whatever.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. What have you heard from people who have participated in the past? What do they say about the writing process and submitting their work?
Well, in particular, first I imagined how I would feel if I wrote something and it won, and I started thinking, well, it would be interesting to talk to somebody who did win, and I got the chance to visit with Jill Smith, who's a 10th grade English teacher at Bartlesville High School, and she was generous enough to share her time with me after school yesterday. She won the grand prize in 2012, and she told me, because I asked her what it meant to her, she said it was the first thing that strangers had read of mine, so that was a real honor. And that's exactly what I was imagining somebody would feel. She's also won in the poetry division. But her grand prize winning entry was called The Sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And reading that, I had the question, like, how did you get the idea for this? And I think that's probably the most common question that writers get. Mm-hmm. But it was from a real incident in her life that she took the essence of. It was a writing prompt that was right about when you were the most scared. And she remembered something from her childhood, and she wrote the essence of it, changed some of the particulars of it, and
I have heard other writers say that, and I'm paraphrasing it because they probably haven't used the same words in these order, but the more grains of truth you have in a story, even though it's fictional, the more believable, the more the opportunity for the reader to get plugged mm-hmm. into the story.
Yeah, been reading Ray Bradbury's book, Zen and the Art of Writing, mm-hmm. and he says, look for the little loves, find and shape the bitternesses. So it's very personal. So he says, ideas lie everywhere like apples fallen and melting in the grass for lack of wayfaring strangers with an eye and a tongue for beauty. I mean, so he would say to you, just listen, just take time, sit down and start writing, and things will emerge. He said they're gifts that we all have, that our own experiences, you know, when he talks about, you know, every person has unique life.
Yeah, but just the phrase that you turned there, or actually it's Bradbury's phrase, that, you know, that you know, a fallen apple or an apple that fell off the tree, you know, instead of taking 5-7 words, he painted a picture for us.
Oh, he's amazing. And I knew he was good, you know, obviously I'd read and seen Fahrenheit 451. I didn't know he's also a poet, mm-hmm. And that was very important to him. So I am a bibliophile, and my heroes are writers. So this particular chance to do this job is really exciting for me.
Do people tend to, once they've entered, to, you know, be, you know, in there every year for you? You know, it's one of those, and I know you want new writers, but sometimes you sit back and you say, well, I see the same names every year.
Yes, many people do enter every year. Some of the writers from Word Weavers, mm-hmm. they're a local organization, and I spoke to someone from Word Weavers, and because I was looking for judges, but what I found was that they wanted to enter because they're writers, and so yes, I'm hoping they will continue to submit, and if you submit something and not win, not be discouraged by that at all.
Well, I think you could even take the same storyline and rework it, refine mm-hmm. it, do that little Ray Bradbury trick of, instead of simply, you know, and I'm oversimplifying, you know, mm-hmm. apple fell on the ground, but let us mm-hmm. see this, the apple, smell the apple, maybe it's been sitting there too long, starting to rot a little bit, give us the smells of what's going
yeah.
on.
Well, that really ties into what I was thinking about when I was reading this short story, The Sacrifice, and I saw and heard and felt what she, in her writing, her painting the picture for you with details. And I think everybody who is teaching writing would say, be specific, paint the picture, not just what you see, but what the person feels, the weather, the smells, everything that, you know, that she, so when she went back to write this, she was actually putting herself back in that time, and it happened to be cold, and she wrote about the smell of the diesel fuel from the bus. And then at the beginning, she also made you wonder a little bit about what was going to happen next. So, you know, having that hook in there too. So, I mean, there are a lot of things you can learn about being a writer, but you can only really become a writer by reading and writing and really taking time to do that over a period of time. And maybe there are some people who can just sit down and do it, but I think most of the writers that I've read, it's a long investment and no guarantees of being employed.
Boy, now you're getting us back to some of us might, you know, hear mom saying, have you practiced your piano today?
Exactly. It's not just something that, you know, just whip off. It's like the other arts. It's one of the arts, and it doesn't just come easily. But again, you know, with things that are significant don't come easily, or else you would have already done them, and everybody else would have done them quite well. So that's kind of fair, isn't it, that you put some time in and that you've earned your way?
It is. But and there are some specific guidelines that I think we need to mention as far as the printed page, as far as, for instance, a fiction piece not to exceed 1,500 words in the youth division, and some of those things that people will have to look over.
Yes, those are all listed very, very specifically on the registration form. And the deadline of February 1st is a firm deadline. Either it needs to be in the library or be postmarked by February 1st. We won't be accepting entries after that. Of course, if somebody dismisses it, they can submit next year.
Well, right? There you go. Yeah. You have one more year to sit back, refine your story or your poetry even better. And with today's electronic processing, word processors, or however you decide to write, as far as hitting that word count, or getting the number of printed pages, it's a whole lot easier, I think, for a writer now than it would have been tapping away on that Underwood typewriter or whatever.
I think it is, too. I think it's easier for me to compose something, on the word processor than it used to be when I was typing it. I do want to mention that there's money involved here, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cash money.
And for some people, that's a real driver. But I think for most people, it signifies, you know, that, wow, someone is valuing my work. Mm-hmm. So that the grand prize is $200. First place in each category is $100. And second place in each category is $50. So, there's money, too.
There is money, too. And that can serve as a motivation for all kinds of things.
Yes.
I'm sure somewhere along the line you've talked to or recognized someone that will say this was, well, like you're the teacher that you talked to, that this was the first time some stranger had read their work. They had, they enjoy writing, but they never really put it in front of anybody before.
Yeah. Wow, when you write, you don't know if you can be a writer. You don't know how good you are and are bad, and really the only way you're going to find out is to write and then let other people see it and then listen and, just improve your craft. But yes, I've read a lot of memoirs of writers, it's not unusual for them to say a teacher said something to them one time, or they won a little essay contest, or I think that's what really resonated with me, because I've heard like one bit of encouragement could be the difference, from them backing off from it or going ahead and taking a few steps forward.
Okay, for those that tuned in late, two categories, the Division I, 14 to 17 years of age, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction categories, and then in the 18 plus, you're really giving them a lot of...
I have one more quote I want to share with you from William Zinsser. All writing is a journey, and it begins with an invitation. So we invite you. He says, tell your story plainly, and its deeper truths will emerge.
There you go.
I love it.
That's great. Connie, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about that 24th Annual Creative Writing Contest, being sponsored by Friends of the Library. And again, this is a firm deadline. You do have to be a library card holder, I think.
Oh, yes. But you the library serves people in a radius of 30 miles from here. So that's something I just learned, and I wanted to be sure. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. So again, if you are a current library card holder, you can enter, and if not, it's easy to get one.
You can get a card. Yes, it is. Yes.
That's a community connection this morning on AM 1400 K1. Again, stop by the library, pick up the entry materials. It's one sheet, both sides, and then, you know, pull out something. You may have something that you jotted down the germ of the idea 5, 10, 15 years ago. Go out and complete the idea and put yourself out there. Have some fun writing and see what you can do. Connie, thank you so much. News on the way from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a bit. 31 degrees at AM 1400 K1. How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline Forecast Service.